been a Tigers fan for years and have written probably more than 200 articles about major leaguers. So I came out in 2014 with a book called Yesterday's Tiger Heroes. That covers the 1956 season. That led me to one of the ones I just handed you, the Tigers and the Yankees in 61. And that's a two-team history of Detroit and New York, the season where Manolin Maris staged the famous home run duel, as they called it at that time. But Detroit battled the Yankees first place all season long, basically, until the Labor Day weekend.
And, you don't hear much about the Tigers team back then because they were really overshadowed by the Mantle and Maris home run race, for one thing.
But, in fact, Norm Cash led the American League in hitting at 341. He had 41 homers as well.
Only 20 behind Maris.
Actually, it was the first year there were four players that had 40 or more home runs in one league. Maris, of course, had 61. Mantle had 54. Rocky Colavito for Detroit had 45.
Now, you grew up in Michigan, right? So you grew up as a Tigers fan.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan, a long time ago.
Okay. Do people forget how good that 1961 team was?
Not in Michigan. Well, of course, they were overshadowed. New York's the media capital of the world. So if your team's in, St. Louis or Detroit or Cleveland or any number of places, you're just not going to get the publicity that 61 Yankees team was like automatically going to get. Plus, you had Mantle and Maris having these spectacular seasons, but you had all team full all-stars. They were loaded with really good ball players, and Ralph Houk in his first season took them all away.
The major. You talked about the Tigers, Norm Cash, Al Kaline. Who was the standout on the pitching staff that year?
Well, Frank Leary won 23 games. Whitey Ford won 25 for New York, but Leary won 23 for Detroit. The more famous Tiger teams came in 67 and 68, and of course Detroit won the World Series in 68. That's the team that people always talk about. Well, I wanted to write about the team that many, many people remember, but sort of been overlooked in history.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
We're talking with Jim Sargent, a Roanoke writer. He writes books focused on baseball. Let's talk about your first novel, which came out recently, Curveball. First of all, why did you decide to go the novel route?
Several people have encouraged me for a long time to write a novel. I was waiting for Tigers and Yankees to be published, and rather than do nothing, I just started on another project. So I took off on all of the research and writing I had done in the last, let's say, 10 years. This is a baseball story about a player in 57 and 58 who grew up in Michigan, in northwest Michigan, a place called Brook Creek, which is my invention. It's a fictional town about 10 miles south of Charlevoix, which is, 30 miles north of Traverse City. It's in northwestern Michigan, up there in Lake Michigan. He grows up in Michigan, goes to Michigan State. He plays baseball in high school and college. Everybody played three sports in high school in those years, late 40s, early 50s. He makes it with the Milwaukee Braves in 1957. That's the year the Braves won the World Series. Well, I picked it for that year. And actually, he's a character kind of like Hurricane Bob Hazel, if you've ever heard of him. He was called up from the minors and sparked Milwaukee's season. Billy Bruton was injured. Hazel was called up, and he came out of nowhere and hit over 400.
So Tom Perry, your fictional character, is he sort of based on that, the real player?
Yes. Tom Perry plays in the minors with Hazel. He gets called up 2 weeks later. Perry's a right-handed batter, throws left-handed. Hazel, a left-handed batter, throws right-handed.
Tom Perry gets traded to the Cubs and leaves baseball after that year. Maybe going to the Cubs in those days was not very, very good idea. And then he goes through a whole series of life changes, becomes a teacher, a professor. What do you want people to come away with, Jim, if they read Curveball?
First of all, be entertained. Maybe get a fairly realistic idea, although it's fictional, of what the game was really like for people at different levels. The Hank Aarons of the world, the Eddie Matthews of the world, the Bob Hazels of the world, and of course, Tom Perry is one of these characters that's kind of marginal. I think that's what they would say in the big leagues today. He would be a marginal character. We don't need to worry about him. We got our regulars back for next year.
Oh,